Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Nirali Patel and Emily Stogner from the city of Monroe. And welcome, ladies. Thanks for being with us today on Lanyap. Good to have you.
Always a pleasure.
Still trying to wake up.
Still trying to wake up. Okay. Me too. I needed another nap last night. When I woke up, I hit the alarm snooze three times. Tell me about this event you got coming up. You've got an event coming up called Rolling on the Riverfront. What's it all about, Nirali?
So this is our third annual event, and it is on September 21st. We started this off during our phasing for our downtown strategic plan, and it's just grown from there. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have music. We're going to have vendors. And then we're going to have a super fun drink competition. We have our River Remix. We started that last year, and it went really well. It's a mocktail cocktail competition, and we're just really excited about bringing everything back this year.
There's been a lot of good stuff happening downtown. And, Emily, you've been working hard on downtown Monroe, and it's exciting. The new sidewalks, the beautification going on, and good stuff happening.
Yeah, Nirali's really slaying it. I just get to amplify everything that she's doing with the businesses downtown, and we get to celebrate the official accreditation of Monroe Main Street next week, September the 4th at 9 a.m. We're going to have a little ribbon-cutting party at Art Alley to celebrate all there is to celebrate when it comes to the America. Main Street America, and what that means for Monroe, what it means for downtown, what it means for all of us, and that we're a community that really rallies behind each other and supports local, and we're really excited about it.
Tell me about this Main Street deal. What's it all about? Nirali, you're in charge of downtown, the downtown director. What is Main Street? Because I'm seeing a lot of investment in old buildings, and I'm seeing beautification, and I'm seeing people moving in and stores beginning to open. What is the Main Street initiative all about?
So Main Street America and Louisiana Main Street, their focus is on a four-pronged approach to community revitalization. And so you have four different points, including promotion and organization, economic development, and how that all goes together in a community front to help revitalize an area. And so when you go somewhere, the first place you tend to visit is a downtown. And within our downtown region, we have our Main Street area as well. And so it's local, it's community support rallied. We can't do this without the community supporting us. If they don't come to the events, if they don't come and shop downtown, and they don't come and frequent, then we can't have that hub that we all want. And so this is just a testament of what community support really does for a community. It creates revitalization, it creates economic development. And to be accredited, that's the highest level that we can achieve. And we've been affiliated the last 2 years, and we've worked really hard for this. And I'm just really proud of all the effort that's gone into making it happen.
You know, one of the big drivers is the nightlife. And I like to get out and boogie at night, you know. And the nightlife is for the folks that don't know, it's happening down there.
Despite construction.
Every
despite
night of the week.
Despite construction. And honestly, there is something for everyone. If you play pool, you go to billiards. If you are wanting to get live music, you know, basically all of them have live music throughout the week. So you could take your pick. Or if you want somewhere quiet, you go to Parlor 5 because it's more of a speakeasy. It's quieter, a little bit more intimate. But then you have the ones like Sidelines where you can go and catch a game with your friends, and it's a really great atmosphere. And so that is one thing that I will say that we are not lacking, is that there are things to do down there for everybody.
And I've really been inspired by them, of just like really proud that they haven't been held back by the construction. They know that it's a necessary growing pain, and have really rallied behind it, and just know that at the end of all of this, Desired Street is going to look fire.
It is.
And we're in phase one, and phase two is actually on the agenda for RFP tonight.
Well, I was going to ask, all right, so we've been through destruction, And now we've got the work almost complete. I mean, there
phase one is phase almost one, complete. Yeah.
That part has been going well. What's coming, or what can you tell me? What are the plans? Mm-hmm. And I know all these plans are online somewhere. What are the plans downtown? Like, what's the next big projects that are coming down there?
Yeah, so phase two is up for RFP. Well, it passes tonight, and we'll be able to bid that out. And that's basically the railroad all the way to where it is now.
It's so it'll catch the rest of it. So yeah. It'll go from the bridge. It'll go from Endham all the way to the railroad track. So mm-hmm. phase one was done with a specific stretch in mind. We needed, you know, specific like piping and things like that just needed to be completely reconstructed. So that was like groundwork. And now we're going to phase it out to the rest of that desired street. Yeah. And
so hopefully afterwards you'll be able to walk from one to the yes. other with all of these new green spaces mm-hmm. and extra pedestrian access, ADA accessibility, all of this to really enjoy downtown and all that it has to offer, no matter.
And we have like flood mitigation worked in there with bioswells and some native planting. So it's going to be what we want it to be. It's going to be beautiful.
Emily Stogner and Nirali Patel with us talking about downtown. Rolling on the Riverfront, a big festival the day after my birthday, Saturday, September 21st. I can go and visit the local vendors and creators. Are you still looking for vendors and creators, Nirali?
We actually just finished up the application process. Last I checked, there's over 60 waiting for us to look through. So hoping to get as many of them out there as possible.
For folks to take part in this, it's a free event. They don't need to buy a ticket or anything.
They do not. The only time they would spend some money is if they support local.
Emily Stogner, Nirali Patel, thanks for being with us today. For folks to find out more about what's going on in downtown Monroe, where do they go?
Monroe.city/downtown. There's a Rolling on the Riverfront tab, and then follow our socials. We post a lot there.
All right, and she didn't say Monroe.city. She said one row. Monroe.city, and then just look /downtown. You'll find all the downtown plans and more. And don't forget, you can find out about this and other exciting events by visiting our website, kedm.org.